When it comes to listening to other people, some say you should, and some say you shouldn't. I say why not. And I welcome you to episode 196 of the Walking Leader Podcast. As always, the Walking Leader Podcast is an audio tool for you, current and future leaders, to sharpen your skills and hone your craft. And to keep those, to keep at bay those fears leaders so often face. And what fears, you ask? Well, it seems that lately leaders and leaders at all levels are afraid to step in, step up, and lead. And why are they afraid to step up, step in, and lead? Well, mostly because of either a fear of failure, a fear of being misunderstood, or whatever the reason, they are afraid to just be leaders. Well, not on my watch. I am here to help you every step of the way. My name is Dave Guerra, and let's get this episode started. So again, I welcome you to this episode. This episode's topic, it's listen to other people. Listen to other people. Now, I know you hear, and I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Don't worry about those that are talking. Don't listen to everybody. Don't listen to other people. Do your own thing. Blaze your own trail. By all means, yes, do that. Do that. But there comes a point in time when you should be listening to other people. And the reasons behind it, well, one, to see what's going on, to see where you stand, see where they see you, to see what the good and the bad is, how you're projecting yourself from their perspective, how they see you. You know, feedback, but of course there's always that negativity, and you know, even a little bit of negativity should be taken in just to kind of get a good, you know, idea of what they're seeing and why they're seeing it and why they're saying what they're saying. Now, a lot of it, don't forget, a lot of it falls on them as individuals, but we'll talk a little bit more about that. So who are the other people you should be listening to? Well, those that bring the positive, obviously those that bring the positive, those that bring the negative to some degree. Those that pull no punches and give you the feedback. Okay, so again, look at your sources there. Who they are. Are they positive individuals? Are they negative individuals? Are they the ones that are not going to pull any punches? And they're going to give you that feedback, whether you like it or not. See, the thing is to consider the negative, I guess, the negative and the good. Is what are they expecting to gain by what they say, whether it's good or bad? You know, so again, look at that too. So be careful, because there'll be some people that are obviously yes people. And while we like hearing yeses, sometimes we don't need to hear the yes all the time. Sometimes we need to hear the no. And then, of course, there's those that are nothing but negative. And for whatever reason, again, whatever reason they're being negative, that's their thing. And we'll talk, like I said, a little bit more about that. So again, understand that it's everybody. Positive, negative, give you both, they pull no punches, feedback, whatever it is. But again, understand them, that they have their own agenda. They have their own processes. They have their own way of doing things. And so, again, consider the source. But be careful, because sometimes that source doesn't know that what that source is providing is exactly what that source doesn't see. So be careful. So why should you not be afraid to listen to other people? And that's a good thing. So don't be afraid. You know, and again, like I said, at the top of the show, I mentioned we're always told, oh, don't pay attention to them. Don't rule out the negative. Take out the negative. Ignore the negatives. But we need to, as a leader, we need to listen. And we need to not be afraid of what we're going to hear. Be prepared for it. Sometimes it's going to hit you like a punch to the gut. And sometimes it's just going to sweep you off your feet and carry you away. But either way, we cannot be afraid to listen to other people, because it's part of growth. It is part of growth as leaders, as individuals, as human beings. It's growth. But it's also part of understanding others. And understanding, for those that give only negative, well, you get to see their fears. You get to see their inadequacy. You get to see their own shortcomings as they are projecting it onto you. So again, watch it and understand it. So watch that negativity. And for those that give you the positive and the negative, well, you also get to see both sides of that. And you not just get to see the inadequacies, because again, if they're giving you the positive along with the negative, they hold a little bit more water than those that just give you the negative, only the negative. And why is that? Because you get to see their value system. You get to see their pathway to growth. You get to see and understand who they are and who their leaders were. And especially if it's in an organization where you can see that this individual came from this other area, you know the other leader, their previous leader, And you get to see, and you have to understand it. Now you get to see these people as they grow from that leader. And that's a good thing. So that's their pathway to growth. They see their, you see their value system on those. And I'm talking about those that can give you that feedback that's both positive and negative. Okay. So be careful. Be careful of those that only give you the positive. Be careful of those that only give you the negative. And, you know, understand that it takes a lot to do both, to give you a up and a down. It takes a lot more. Because it takes no guts. It takes no guts whatsoever to give only the negative. And it takes guts to give you the positive and only the positive. Because again, you can kind of feel that they're going to hold back. But they shouldn't hold back. They should not be afraid. So you as a leader have to instill that in your followers. Let them know that do not be afraid. If there's a negative and a positive, say both. It's how we grow. It's how we become better people. It's kind of like at the end of the show, I solicit feedback. I ask for people's feedback because how am I going to get better with the show if I don't hear from you? So I'm prepared to hear the good or the bad or both because I'm asking for it. I need it. That's how the show gets better. That's how I become a better human being. But when I hear nothing, where does that leave me? Am I on the right track? And of course they say no news is good news. But are you on the right path, even if with no news being ideally good news? Probably not. Because if I'm steering down this path, or I'm taking the road less traveled, and taking that path, the less traveled path along the way, I start losing listeners. And no one's telling me that they're dropping off, they're just leaving. Then at some point, it's like I'm there all by myself. And like in the forest, if a tree falls and no one's there to listen to it, does it make a noise? Yes, it does. Yes, it does. So that's the thing. That's the thing. It's still making the noise, but no one's listening. So again, it's part of growth. It's part of understanding each other. It's part of understanding ourselves. As a follower, as somebody, as an up-and-coming leader, it's also part of your growth. It's how you become a better follower. It's also how you become a better leader. Because you start realizing that this is part of understanding other people. Those that are your peers, those that are your superiors, those that are you're going to be responsible for, those you're going to be looking out for, those that put you in a leadership position, that claim you as a leader. So with that being said, see what I'm saying? What I'm saying is that's a good thing, is for a follower to read and listen and understand and accept both the good and the bad. But also just the negative and also just the positive. Because it's part of determining whether you are on the right path or not. And don't be afraid to deliver. Do not be afraid to deliver on that good or bad feedback. Or I'm sorry, I should say good and bad feedback. Because no one's perfect. So there's good things and there's bad things. So you might say like, Dave, great topic, but bad presentation. Okay, well, you know, I'm glad you like the topic, and how could I have done it better would be my response. And we grow from there. So next thing you know, we have a much, much better, bigger show. So what do you gain when you listen to other people? Well, aside from mentioning, you know, you get to see their own inadequacies, you get insight on how you're doing, on how you're presenting, and how you're growing. And you also get to see how they're doing and how they're receiving it and how they are growing from what you're giving them. So when done right, you will also see what you bring them from their perspective in that feedback. So that's a good thing. When you can start seeing what you bring them from their perspective, it's kind of like looking in a mirror, but a mirror that's not going to pull any punches. A mirror that can't close its eyes and you're gone. No, because these individuals see you as their leader. They see you as someone who's giving them something. They see you as someone who's going to take them places. And that's where the growth really truly begins. So when should you listen to other people? Well, again, with a grain of salt, especially on those that only give you the negative or only give you the positive, is always, always listen to other people. Listen. Now, I didn't say take their word as gospel. I didn't say, oh, you've got to do exactly what they said. No, but let it sink in. Let it come in and understand that sometimes if that's all they're giving you, then that's all you're going to get from those individuals. Now, don't be working at trying to change their minds, trying to change their viewpoints. No, all you have to do is keep getting better by taking in everything they give you and figuring out what's right, what you can improve on, and then cast away what's not working. Now, be careful here. Don't let it consume you. Do not let it consume you. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not saying, oh, only listen to the negative and do what they say. Oh, you suck, get off the stage. Well, okay, you will eventually walk off the stage, but guess what? You're also going to get on another one. You're going to step up and get on top of onto another stage. So it doesn't mean you should never continue because you got a negative review. Expect the negative reviews. Live off those negative reviews, off that negative feedback. Because again, that's setting a pace, that's setting a standard of, well, not just who they are as individuals, but, you know, that either you're on the right track. And if you're making them uncomfortable, you're definitely on the right track as a leader. Now, I'm not saying your followers need to be uncomfortable 100% of the time, but you know what? You need to be challenging them and challenge them to the point that, yes, it becomes uncomfortable. And that, my friends, is a very, very good thing. Now, how should you listen to other people? Well, I've said it before and I'll say it again, with an open mind. Definitely with an open mind. If you're asking for that feedback, then you've got to be prepared to hear the good and the bad. And realize that no two people are alike and no one's going to see or hear or absorb what you're presenting exactly the way you're presenting it. Because again, everyone's different. So it impacts everyone differently. So while you might be trying to paint a picture and say this is red and 90% of the room sees maroon, well, you know, again, you're doing this and you're working with this and your interpretation of red is your interpretation of red, while their interpretation of red is certainly not maroon, and that's what they're seeing. So there's that feedback. They can say, oh, you suck, you never got even close to red. Or, you know what, you were in the red family, however, it was more maroon than red. See where I'm going? So there's the positive. You were in the red family, but you were more maroon than you were red. So it's all about perspective. So realize that and keep that open mind and accept that everybody's perspective is going to be just a little bit different. Now, for those that go in there and say, yes, oh, it was perfect, spot on red, you knew very well that it was maroon, but everybody saw red. Well, that's great, but you might need to figure out how to get back to the real red and get off of maroon. So again, if it's going to have to make you uncomfortable as well. So remember, you're the leader. It's your job. It's your job to talk to them, converse with them, share with them, teach them, educate them, and impart knowledge on them, and make them grow, and encourage them to grow, and fight tooth and nail so they grow. Because it is your job to make future leaders. That much is true. So, with that being said, listen to everyone. Listen to the good, listen to the bad, listen to both, especially those that are not afraid to tell you both sides of the story or both sides of the same coin, especially those. Those are the ones you want around. Get away from the yes man. You know, the people that are always saying, oh, yes, you're great. Oh, Caesar is great. Caesar is wise. Caesar is all-knowing. Caesar is the greatest. You don't need that because they didn't protect Caesar. Remember that. Remember that. Those yes people never protected. And it was the soothsayer that was trying to protect Caesar by warning him, but hey, no. Caesar doesn't want to hear that. You know, don't be that Caesar. Be better. And we're starting to wrap up this week's episode, Listen to Other People. And if you have any comments, questions, concerns, remarks, email me, dave@daveguerra.com or on Twitter @DaveGuerra or on Instagram, dave_Guerra. I definitely want to hear from you. I wouldn't ask. I need that feedback. So again, I thank you for listening to episode 196. Join me on our next episode where we continue our focus on lessons in leadership. Until then, take care of yourself, take care of each other, listen to each other and talk to each other. And remember to always go beyond the grind and always go beyond the hustle, because today and every day, that's the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is truly great to follow.